A decision on a case involving survivors of the Tulsa Race Massacre. State lawmakers gaveled in and gaveled out for a fourth special session. And new AI degree programs are coming to some Oklahoma colleges. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, June 12th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma's highest court has rejected reparations for the last survivors of the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Ben Abrams reports justices say a legal bar was not met.
Viola Fletcher and Lessie Benningfield Randall are both over 100 years old. They brought a public nuisance lawsuit against the city of Tulsa and other entities for participating in the massacre. Attorneys for the survivors argued the legacy of the massacre, which may have killed as many as 300 residents of Tulsa's Greenwood neighborhood, has left ongoing problems that local government must answer for. In an 8-1 decision, the court rejected that argument, stating in part that the survivors could not come up with a solution to their grievances. The court acknowledged the complaints were, quote, legitimate, but said that they ultimately did not fall within the scope of a public nuisance. The survivors first brought their lawsuit in Tulsa, but Judge Caroline Wall dismissed their case last year. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
The state Senate held a very short special session today. Governor Kevin Stitt had called lawmakers back to the Capitol to consider his nomination of Mike Holder to the Board of Regents. Holder is a former OSU coach and athletic director. Senate Pro Tem Greg Treat says his chamber had quorum but adjourned to begin the vetting process.
We've been approached by some people who have deep ties to OSU, suggesting that he may not be qualified on a couple of counts. So we've got to investigate that like anything that we look at to vet.
Stitt nominated Holder after the Senate voted down the governor's original nominee last month. This region's position would oversee the state's A&M colleges. The Oklahoma Supreme Court has ruled in favor of Edmond Public Schools in a dispute over library books. We get details on Tuesday's decision from KGOU's Nick Daniels.
The state's highest court unanimously ruled that the State Department of Education overstepped its authority by trying to force Edmond Public Schools to remove the Kite Runner and the Glass Castle from library shelves. The court affirmed that local school boards, not the state, decide which books are included in school libraries. The Education Department had demanded the removal of these books due to their sexual content and threatened to downgrade Edmond's accreditation. Edmond Public Schools praised the court's decision, while State Superintendent Ryan Walters criticized it, maintaining the books were inappropriate and accused the school district of peddling porn by keeping the books in its high school libraries. I'm McDaniels.
From science fiction to reality, artificial intelligence is weaving itself into daily life, including in higher education. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anusha Fathepure reports several Oklahoma colleges are joining the AI wave.
The Oklahoma State Regents for Higher Education are introducing artificial intelligence degree programs at three of the state's schools. Southwestern Oklahoma State University and OU will offer a bachelor's degree in AI. Rose State students will be able to get a two-year associate's in AI and machine learning. The new degree programs are part of a greater effort in Oklahoma to push artificial intelligence education. In May, the state partnered with Google to provide free digital skills trainings for all Oklahomans, including an AI Essentials course that teaches users how to use AI responsibly and leverage it in the workplace. More than 19,000 jobs in Oklahoma currently require AI skills. That number is expected to grow over the next decade. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anusha Fathepure.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.